the Martin Flat, or as you may know it, Kids Corner Pizza, near the corner of Pelham and Courtney Streets in downtown Rhinelander, has been around for over 100 years. This two-story frame building was constructed by Eli P. Martin in 1903. Born in Quebec, Canada, Eli moved around the United States working as a head sawyer at mills in Vermont and Massachusetts. Eli then learned the trade of managing boarding houses in New Hampshire, which did good business across the Northern Pine Belt in the late 1800s. The family moved to Wisconsin to run lumberjack boarding houses in Marinette, then at Rhinelander. They also operated boarding houses for the Yawkey Bissell Lumber Company at Jeffries, now Bundy, Hazelhurst, State Line, called Land O'Lakes today, and Three Lakes, before permanently residing in Rhinelander. The Martins first lived in one of the apartments in the building, which also included a small store at street level. Later, they purchased other properties in town, including a home. They had two daughters and one son. Eli also worked at the Wisconsin Veneer plant adjacent to his building. That location is now occupied by the Triggs Mall. The Martin's son, Albert Eli Martin, became famous in 1912 for apprehending Theodore Roosevelt's would-be assassin in front of the Gilpatrick Hotel in Milwaukee while working as his stenographer. After the perpetrator shot Roosevelt, the bullet being stuck in a non-vital part of his chest, former Rhinelander football player Albert tackled the gunman to the ground. A famous photo of Albert holding up papers with a bullet hole in them circulated in newspapers, and of course, the story was highly read in the North Woods. Albert stayed on with Roosevelt, making a worldwide trip as a trusted secretary. Albert's story was covered in more detail on a previous Northwoods moment in history, still available on WXPR's website. The Martin Flat saw some remodeling done on its ground floor over the years, operating as a grocery store, first by the Gould family, then the Lamberts. A small bakery and barbershop also had space in the building. Frank Hildebrand owned the shop from 1926 to 1938, when it was purchased by Guy Tillman and Claude Hurlbut, and eventually by Guy's son, Jack Tillman, whom some longer Rhinelander residents may remember for running Tillman's Grocery Store until around 1982. Today, the 121-year-old building is owned by Jerry Scheidel, who has maintained the building, one of the oldest frame buildings in downtown Rhinelander, very well over the years. Anybody is welcome to go check it out. All you have to do is order a pizza. I'm Carrie Bladorn, and this is a Northwoods Moment in History on WXPR.